Let's take a look at using Visual Web Developer Express to build ASP.NET MVC applications. On the new project dialog, we'll see there's a couple of options that we can follow. There's an MVC2 empty web application, or there's an MVC2 web application. The MVC2 web application just gives us a basic boilerplate application that we can use and that we can customize. So let's use that one. The empty web application just gives us an empty solution that will allow us to build MVC-based applications. So in here now, I've created an application that I'm calling Hello World. And if I look over here in the Solution Explorer, we'll see all of the bits and pieces that I use to put together an application, including my C# files and my configuration files and things such as places where I'm going to store my database. So we're going to see all of these as we go through this video, so I'm just going to skip out of them for now. So this basic application that's created for us has a lot of the functionality of a full application. So let's run it and take a look. So the first thing that we're going to see when we try to run is that Visual Studio tells us debugging isn't enabled. I'm just going to say yes to this, and what that'll do is it'll add the debugging settings to the configuration file for that so that I can continue debugging. Now the next thing when we first run our application that you might notice is the port that it's running on. It's running on localhost, in this case 55156, and what that is that there's a development server that ships with Visual Studio that's a lightweight server that makes it easy for you to get up and running and testing and building your applications quickly, and it runs on a random port. On my machine, IIS is serving localhost, and this development server is like serving localhost 55156, and Visual Studio assigns this port at runtime for you. So here we can see my basic MVC application, and it looks like any other web application, except when we start clicking around, we'll see some different and interesting things. So first of all, if I click on About here, we can see now that my URL has changed to home/about. And you'll notice that there's no file extension here. We're not seeing a .php or a .asp or a .aspx. And that's because what MVC does is that it's different from traditional page frameworks in that incoming URLs, instead of being mapped to a file on a disk like products.aspx or products.php, it's actually mapped to using a controller to a method within that controller. So in a solution like this one, where I have a URL called home and an action called about, we'll see over here I have a home controller. And this home controller has a method called about. So what ASP.NET MVC does is that it uses this class called the home controller to service the first part of the URL, and then methods within that class, in this case about, serve the second part of the URL, and then subsequent parts of the URL can be served using parameters to those methods. Now, so this we can see with the home controller, and if I try to log on to my page, we'll see that my view has changed here to account logon. And as a result, you would expect there to be an account controller class, which there is. And if I open that one up, you'll see that there's a logon method within the account controller class. So this is how ASP.NET MVC works. Instead of having raw files and the incoming URLs being mapped to those raw files, you have these URLs such as /home/login or /account/login, and what it is that these classes control them, and it makes for a much friendlier URL from the point of view of SEO. But let's take a look. Say we wanted to create now a URL that says localhost/friend/something. How would we do that? It's very simple. So I'll go to controllers, and I'm going to say I want to add a new controller, and my URL is going to start with friends, so I'm going to call it a friends controller. So now my friends controller, I have a default action that has been created for me called index. And that's because if you don't specify the action on the URI, then the index action is the one that will be called. A lot like if you create an empty website and you have an index.htm and you just go to that website's index.htm is the default page. Exactly the same concept. Now you may not be familiar with an action result yet, so I'm just going to get it to return a string. And in this case, I'm going to get it to return a string, and the string is just going to be some simple HTML that says h1 hello world /h1, and that's it. And let me just say, for example, I'll create another one. Say I'll call it create, and I'm going to get it to return a string. So we'd say that, you know, to access the create class, you'd be going to /friend/create, and I'd say here h1, this is my create page /h1, something like that. It doesn't really matter what I pin in because it's just a string coming back for testing. And let me correct that. And now I'm going to build my application by saying build rebuild hello world. It's going to build my application. We can see it succeeded. I'm going to press for F5 to execute the application. And I'll now be taken back to my default application. And the default controller was the home controller. The default action on the home controller was index, and that's what serves this page. But right now I'm interested in friends, so I'm going to say friends, and it gives me hello world. Now you notice I didn't specify index, but if I had specified index, I would get the same page. That's because index is the default page, and the other one I specified was create, and this is my create page. So now I've mapped these URLs, friends/index and friends/create, to class to methods on the friends controller class. So let's take a look at, say, let's make this a little bit more interesting. Instead of returning strings, let's get it to return some data. And MVC is all about model views and controllers. So we've shown controllers. Let's start taking a look at the models. So to do this, I'm going to add a new database to my application. So I'm going to go onto Hello World, and I'm going to say add a new item. And this new item, you'll see I have a data option, and a SQL Server database is one of the options. And I'm going to call it Friends. Now the first thing is Visual Studio says, hey look, if you're putting data, you should put it in this app data folder. And I'm going to say, yeah, okay, I'll put it in the app data folder. And we'll see that it gets this friends.mdf is created in the app data folder. But also we notice that we've got this thing called the Database Explorer. So if I select the Database Explorer tab, now we can see my database. Once I double click on it to connect, I can see all the goodies of my database, like diagrams and stored procedures and the like. Data is typically stored in tables, so I'm going to add a new table to my database. And I'm going to just, it's going to be so for my friends, I'm going to give them a name, and I'm going to give them a link. And I like to use the data type nvarchar max, because that works well with the scaffolding that we'll see later. And on my ID, I'm going to set that as a primary key. And the other thing is the ID field. I want it to be what's called an identity, which means the first one will be number 1, the second one will be number 2, the third one will be number 3, and I don't have to worry about typing that in. And I do that by just setting the property here by saying it's an identity. Yes, it is. It starts at 1 and it increments by 1. So that's it. I've set up my table. I'm going to save it and call it friends. So now that gets saved out. If I go to my Database Explorer, I can see my friends table is here. And if I right click on that and say show table data, it'll show me the data. I got no data in there, but what's nice is that it'll give me a way to type data in there, and it's a very spreadsheet-like interface. So I'm gonna say type my first friend is Scott Guthrie, and I'm gonna give him his Twitter page. And then I'll say Scott Hanselman, and I'll use his Twitter page too. Okay, now I have the data, and we see the IDs got updated automatically for me, and I'll save that. So now I have data, I have a database, and I have data within my database. How am I going to connect that to my application? Now, in a lot of programming frameworks, that's a very difficult thing to do. You've got to set up configurations, you've got to build configurations into your code, you've got to write inline SQL in your code, and all that stuff. But one of the really nice things with ASP.NET, with ASP.NET MVC, is this thing called Link to SQL. So I'm going to go down to my Models folder, and I'm going to right-click on that and say Add a New Item. And here we'll see Link to SQL Classes. Now what these do is these encapsulate all the goodies of connecting to the database for me, and they provide classes that I can access, and by manipulating those classes, the underlying engine is manipulating the database for me. So I'm going to call them Friend Classes. And you'll see that Visual Studio creates this designer that allows me to visualize the data in my code. And there's lots of complex scenarios that you could have here with cross-table queries and all that. But we have a very simple scenario now. So I'm just going to say it's my friend. So I'm going to drag and drop it onto here. And we'll see it creates a friend class that encapsulates a record within my friend's database. And so we can see here my friend, it has an ID, it has a name, it has a link, exactly the same as a record on the database. And over here at my friend's data context, which is the space that contains my friend, has this name called a friend's classes data context. That's a bit of a mouthful. Call it friends DB to keep it nice and easy. And I find it's always a good idea when you add new classes to your application like this to rebuild. So I'm going to say build, rebuild. And you see it succeeded, no fail, none skip. That just makes sure that the IntelliSense is going to work properly when I start writing code against this. Now we notice in my friends controller I had an index, and the best thing to do when I access my friends is I'm probably going to want to list my friends. So I'm going to return a list of my friends there. But the first thing is, remember I made a model of my friends within my friends classes. So I need to reference that model in here. So I'm just going to say using helloworld.models. And now within my class, I can access that database. I can access the context that I had created earlier. So when I went back here, if you remember, it was called friends DB. So if I come back to my friends controller, I can say friendsDB, I'll say friendsDB equals new friendsDB. Simple, right? So now, what if I want to return a list of all of my friends onto my index? Well, I can use something called link to do that. And I can create a list of my friends. And link is a very SQL-like syntax. So if you're familiar with SQL, a lot of this will look familiar. And I'm going to say from friend in friendsDB dot friends select my friend. Like so. So that's going to generate a list of friends by basically doing like a select star from, you know, from the friends table in the friends database. And it's going to return that for me. So now that I have a list of friends, how would I render that back to the page? Now we saw here I had returned some HTML, and you know, that was a little bit dull returning the HTML. And also, if you think about it, when I start building complex pages, returning HTML in a string like this is not very friendly, and it's going to become very ungainly for me to do. So how would I do this? Well, one of the nice things, we have our model and we saw our controllers. One of the nice things about MVC, of course, now is you've got the separation of views. So if I return this to saying returning my action result, and the action result allows me to return a view. Now a view is a template that can be used to define the HTML of my page. And to that view, I've generated this list, so I want to say return a view of my friends. Now how will I then link this to some HTML that will define how the list of my friends is going to look? Well, the nice thing about Visual Studio is if I right click anywhere in this method, I get this option that says add view. So I'm going to select the add view option, and it's going to default the view name to index, which is the same name as the action itself, and give me these options for view. Now the option that we're interested in here is a strongly typed view. The reason for that is that it's associated with a data class, and I have a data class called helloworld.models.friend. So now I say, okay, I'm going to create a view around this data, but you know, how's that view going to look? What kind of contents are going to have? Well, I got a number of options here, and one of them is a list. And this is perfect because I want to list out my friends. And then the last thing is I can associate this with a master page. And a master page in ASP.NET is basically a page that defines the look and feel for all of my pages. So I'm going to say, okay, yeah, I'm going to associate it with my site master page, and I'm going to add this view. So now I have a view. And this view, as you can see, it's HTML based. It's an HTML template with some ASP.NET code in it. And this ASP.NET code runs on the server side and spits out HTML based on what's specified here. Now, if we notice, if we look closely, we see I have my edit details, delete links, which you'll see, but I've also have a table where I can render the ID, the name, and the link of my friend. So, and we'll see here the table headers are specified with ID, name, and link. And I'll say, you know what? I'm not really interested in seeing my friend's ID. I just want to see their name and their link. So I can remove that part from the template. And I can also remove here when they write out the actual ID for my friends themselves. So now I have my view for these friends. So let me save this out and let me execute by pressing F5. And it's going to run my site again. And if I go to my friends or my friends index, I will see a list of my friends, and we can see the list of my friends here. And with the other thing, the view is saying, hey, when you're generating a list, typically you might want to edit the parts of the list, or you might want to get some details, like master details view, or you might want to delete the friend. So it generates links to what the controllers would look like for these. So if we look at my bar here at the bottom, if I were to delete, if I wanted to delete Scott Guthrie, it'd be friend slash delete one. I haven't implemented that yet, so if I select this, it'd be an error. If I want to delete Scott Hanselman, again, if you look at the bar at the bottom, it'd be friends delete two. So it's automatically scaffolded all of this code for me into the page. But let's take a look at what it takes to just say create a new friend. Now right now, my friends create, if I select this one, it's going to my create page, but that's not allowing me to create a new friend. So let's see what it would take to build out the method on the controller that will allow me to create a friend. So now instead of returning H1, this is my create page, let's return a view that's pre-populated to allow me to create my friend. Like so. And that's returning a view, and that's gone red underlined because a view isn't a string, but a view is an action result. So now I can return a view for allowing me to create my friend. I don't have that view yet. So let me right-click on here and say Add View. The view is going to be Create. It's strongly typed. It's based on my friend class. But you know what? I want it to be a Create page. And I'll say Add here. The other thing to notice is if we go back to Solution Explorer and we take a look, we see within our views for our Friends controller, we now have the two pages, index.aspx and create.aspx. So if you want to go back and edit them later, it's very easy to do. And I'm just going to do the same thing. If you remember on my, I don't want to be able to, I'm on my database, my ID is a, it's an identity field. So there's no point really in me actually typing in the ID because the database will automatically add one for me. So I'm just going to delete those fields and now I have my form that allows me to type in my, my friend and the details around my friend. Now this is a form and an HTML form typically is processed by a postback. So if I come back to my friend's controller, so now I've created it and this has returned a view that's giving me the details for my friend that allows me to type them in, but what it's not doing is catching back when the user types in a friend and adding it to the database. Now how are we going to do that? Well, it's an override to the create, but we're posting it back, so it's going to be, we attribute it as an HTTP post so that we know that it's going to be an action result and it's going to be a create, but this is the one that's posted back. And we're going to override that because we know that it's a friend that's going to be coming in. So I'm going to say my friend, something like this. And within this method now, I'm just going to try and insert this friend to the database. So I'm just going to put a try catch on here. I'm going to say try. My code was DB friends that we can see here. So friends DB. So the code is just going to read something like friendsdb.friends.insert on submit the friend that got sent up. And I'm going to say friendsdb because I said, hey, it's going to be inserted whenever I submit, so I got to submit. And another nice little thing that I can do is now redirect to a different action. And I say, well, once I've typed in my friend, what's the best thing to do is probably to go back to the list of my friends so I can see my new friends. So I can return a redirect to action index because index listed out my friends. Like so. And catch. And I'll just keep it simple right now that if an error happens, I'm just going to return the view. Return view. So it'll allow me to type my friend back in again. So let me save that out. I'm going to press F5 to execute. My site's going to launch again. I'm going to look at the friends. Now we can see my friends. I want to create a new friend. Now I get the create view. I'm going to create myself. And I'm going to use my Twitter page. I'm going to say create. It's redirected me to this and now I can see myself. So here was a very simple way of getting started with ASP.NET MVC. To learn more about ASP.NET MVC, go visit the ASP.NET MVC site at http://www.asp.net/mvc and you'll see a whole lot of more goodies on how to use ASP.NET MVC to build your applications, to be standards friendly and to give you total control over your HTML. ¶¶